Good times, great music at 2NURFM 103.7 and music of a different kind. You'll be able to hear very, very shortly. The Newcastle and Hunter Jazz Festival is back in Newcastle City Hall for its 36th year. These festivals just get bigger and bigger and better every year. Joining us from the festival is Murray Scoble. Murray, thank you so much for your time today. Look, the Newcastle and Hunter Jazz Club, how big is the club generally? And how excited are you all about Jazz coming to town for the weekend?
Great. Thanks for having us, Mark. Yeah, there's 300 members of the Jazz Club, and we're one of the principal sponsors of this festival. As you said, it's been going for 36 years. And this year at City Hall, we are really excited. There's 50 high-quality jazz bands, 230-plus musicians, and we're going to have a superb range of jazz music from solo items, groups, and sensational big band performances.
When you think of jazz, Murray, I mean, it is one of those things that a whole bunch of different styles really come under the umbrella of this thing that we call jazz.
That's right. We've got trad, we've got swing, we've got blues and dance style jazz. We're going to have all of those featured. This big band playoff on Saturday is going to be unbelievable. That includes some very great young Newcastle Hunter School Performing Arts, Newcastle Grammar Band, Newcastle Conservatorium Jazz Orchestra, all young and upcoming musicians. We're targeting young people this year. Under 18s will be admitted all over the weekend for nothing. There are discounted prices for 18 to 25-year-olds. And those adults over 25 know that they can get session passes or the whole weekend. There's an amazing amount of music, quality, people from overseas. We've got our own local stars, Andy Firth, the Dungeon Big Band on Friday night. That'll be the opening set, along with Adam Miller and the New Orleans Ramblers. And then, as I said, Saturday is Big Band Day in two rooms. The other two rooms are going to have smaller groups. So it's on all day. And then Sunday, a sensational gospel jazz umbrella parade, which we've been doing since the festival began 36 years ago. And that's always a highlight. And then the groups will go through and we'll finish at 5 o'clock on Sunday. So there's a lot of music.
Look, there is, and again, you've sort of covered very quickly all of those different styles that fall under jazz, and all of them, Murray, well, I guess what you would call very traditional styles of music. And is it humbling and exciting at the same time to know there are a lot of younger people that are getting excited as they discover and become a part of the jazz scene?
That is true, Mark, and we have targeted that. And some of the traditional jazz bands are saying, look, let's bring in some of these young children, some of these students, some of these university students. Let's give them a chance to perform in public. And we've dedicated one room in the Hunter Room on the top floor of City Hall that will feature these young developing jazz players, people like Blur Collective, Adam Farrier, the Andrew Dickerson Trio. They're going to absorb these young learning students, and it is a tremendous jive. I remember last year we had that room packed out on the Saturday night. So people love it, and the young people love it, and we want to keep jazz continuing to grow in all the genres that it represents.
Well, 36 years on, the festival's doing some good things there, and again, kicking off this Friday. Murray, we'll let you go and put the finishing touches on it. Thanks so much for stopping by this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate it. That's Murray Scoble from the Newcastle and Hunter Jazz Festival. Another big 3 days by the look of it, this Friday through to Sunday. 2NURFM 103.7.